Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
I was going to work with Lux Boreal in Tijuana, Mexico, on a regular basis crossing the border. And what would happen is I would go down there and have my iPod on, listening to the Bach, and basically waiting at the border, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 3 hours, to cross back and forth. And so the piece started emerging to me in my imagination because I was waiting at the border. And I thought a lot about what it is as an artist to be able to cross back and forth with ease as an American citizen, and the people who have to wait in line to come in. The sign that I was looking at every day was "nothing to declare," nada que declarar. I have nothing to declare, but I have everything to say about this. I don't want to make a big political statement, but I'm thinking about these things as an artist and the privilege of being an American artist and traveling into these areas. There is a dancer, Carolyn Hall, from New York, who has worked with me for many, many years, and often the person who I have do my solos. She's quite like me. I wanted to be outside of the piece so I could direct it, but I asked Carolyn to do this piece and to, in effect, be me. And I brought Carolyn into Tijuana to also experience what it is to come down and to do the rehearsals. And so she goes through the experience in the dance of getting to know them, of watching them, of them becoming familiar. She does a solo in the fourth movement that the dancers are all waiting in line and Carolyn is moving through them, and I told her to think about all the people that I've danced with and thought of over the years. So it's a very reflective solo. And in the end, Carolyn leaves and the dancers are still waiting in line at the borderline. If I was making a film, probably what would happen is you would see real-life Tijuana sounds in color and going into the dance in black and white, like it goes into your imagination. So I'm trying to make that apparent to the audience of what is imagined and what isn't. Because the piece begins with them standing in line and ends with them standing in line, and it's as if the whole dance took place in their minds while they were still waiting, wanting to cross, to come through. I talked to Felix. I felt like I wanted him to be a part of the dance completely, not, you know, here's the cellist and we move in front of them. And the best way to do that is to keep moving Felix as well. And also so that the audience, because I keep working with the idea of being in line, so the line at first is straight at you, and then you see the line this way, or you see the line on the diagonal. So it's as if I could move the audience around, I would. But I wanted to show like life from different angles, and for the same reason I wanted Felix to be moving. And also it was very interesting to hear the sound in different places in the stage. So sometimes he's closer to you, sometimes he's farther away. He's very adventurous and willing, and he said actually it helps him to play the Bach, to have these things happen around him. It somehow makes him freer, I believe, to do the work. So That was why I chose to move him around the stage. As I was working with Bach, but also because I was dealing with this topic, I wanted to show them as real people doing contemporary dance, not Mexican dancers doing folklorical. It wasn't about place. It was about these artists who want, who work and dream and live and sweat and do all the things that I do. And the only difference is that they were born here and I was born here, and there's 6 inches between us that changed how our lives would unfold. So that's what I'm trying to show in this dance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.